Irene Zindi, who is now a Zimbabwean parliamentarian, joined the liberation struggle when she was a teenager. Zindi, known by her Chimurenga name, Jili Flamingo, says she witnessed a lot of killings in Mozambique. The former freedom fighter, who was one of the first women instructors and political commissars, was under the Zimbabwe African National Union, or ZANU's armed wing, the Zimbabwe African Liberation Army. Bombings by the Rhodesian armed forces, which left thousands of people killed and maimed in Chimoyi and other Zandla training camps, are still spooking Zindi.
It is very much alive in my mind, very, very much alive. Sometimes I just jump out of my bed from nowhere, running away from the battle, a war. When I come back to my senses, I say, oh, by the way, I'm dreaming. Then I go back to my bed. That's the extent of the post-traumatic stress that I have.
Experts say her condition is associated with post-traumatic stress disorder, which normally affects some soldiers who return home after engaging with enemies in the war front.
It is very real. And sometimes you just become anxious from nowhere. There are so many episodes that I go through personally.
According to the United Nations Commission for Refugees, this condition affects millions of people in countries where there are armed conflicts. In Zimbabwe, it is associated with mental illness, and state institutions provide free health care for local patients. Zindi, however, says despite this free service, she never sought any treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder when she returned from the war front.
Not anybody did the way I know, because of the poverty that we have. You're getting only $150 as your pension, as a family to look after, and then you can afford to go and see a medical doctor for post-traumatic stress treatment. That's luxury.
Another war veteran, Bernard Manyaza, known during the liberation struggle as Paka Chipoyera, says he never thought of getting some counseling or treatment for the traumatizing experience during the war.
No, I didn't. I remained calm because I was clear about why I joined the war. I was clear even during the war. I was clear even after the war that I'm a people soldier. I was a people soldier. We were fighting not like the mercenaries. We were fighting for national democracy. And I understood that not everybody of us was going to be part and parcel of our government. We needed people to work in the civilian structures and so on, like I did. So it was self-initiative for people to go, to undergo the exercise you are asking me about.
For some war veterans, seeking treatment to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder was considered a weakness amongst ex-freedom fighters. Dr. Sekai Nyiwatiwa, who works in the Ministry of Health based at Parere Nyatwa Hospital's Mental Health Department, says this condition is affecting a large number of Zimbabweans, including war veterans. Dr. Nyiwatiwa notes most ex-combatants were not aware that they needed to undergo some form of counseling before being integrated into society soon after they returned home. Dr. Nyiwatiwa says it is not too late for those seeking treatment to get the help they need. She notes it is impossible for post-traumatic stress disorder to disappear without proper health assistance.
If you have someone who keeps on experiencing the traumas they suffered, particularly if there's something that will connect them to the traumatic event they suffer severely, then you can bring them to the hospitals, you can bring them. There are private psychiatrists in Zimbabwe. There are psychiatrists who work in government and the university. And most doctors are aware of it. If you go to your general practitioner, most of them will refer them to the appropriate authorities who can do something about it.
Zimbabwe attempted to heal the wounds of former liberation fighters in the 1980s. The process, meant to identify only physical body trauma, turned into a gravy train, as some of the war veterans allegedly claimed they had 100% disabilities, leading to the looting of millions of dollars from the war veterans' compensation fund, leaving it bankrupt. The majority were left nursing post-traumatic stress disorders, with nothing to show for their contribution to the liberation war, except their haunting nightmares. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.